there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
FastSecretMedia.com.
We hate FastSecretMedia.
Gamers, welcome to the Secret Levels Podcast. On this week's episode, we take on the apocalypse.
I'm player one. Get me to half health and I'll run off and never pay it off, Toby.
And I'm player two, cybernetic blast goobs.
This is a retro video game review show where we go over one game per episode. We go over the history, the story, the gameplay, some fun facts, and then
we go right into Rage Mirror. Do you want to pretend you have animating bones and then run into a fucking dump truck and then get ran over by a steamroller and find out you don't?
My contract does not mention paint.
Yikes. That sounds pretty rageful. After we rage, we settle down and give the game a nice 1 to 10 rating. Why 1 to 10, Goobs?
Because we're some simple thick boys.
We're simple, we're thick, we do simple reviews. Ain't that right?
That's what we do around here.
You know, this episode, we're kind of doing this one as a makeup because we had to play a horrible, horrible X-Men game a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, Shadows of Lethgo.
Our friend Lethgo from the Afterglow podcast, shout out, buddy. But we had to wash that taste out of our mouth, so we tried a different X-Men game, didn't we, Goobs?
Yeah, we definitely did, Toby. We had to get something nice and more palatable in our mouth.
Yeah, now we're not sure fully if it was a good taste or not, but it definitely was a different taste.
Yeah, we're still not used to it yet.
What game did we play?
We're talking about X-Men Mutant Apocalypse for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah. You know, I've tried to play this game when I was a younger kid, thinking that it was going to be like the Sega Genesis games, and it was nothing like the Sega Genesis games, and I remember being so bummed out because I couldn't figure out how to play it. Like, I just kept getting my ass kicked, and it just seemed so hard.
Normally, you like things that are hard.
I mean, yeah. But fast forward to all these years later, like, I understood how to play it, so it was a much different experience now as an older, much wiser, fatter gamer. What about you? Did you ever have any experiences with this game?
No, I actually haven't played this one. I mostly played the ones on Sega.
Yeah, both of them. I used to love those two on the Sega Genesis. So, yeah, this is basically a first-time playthrough for me, which there was some growing pains. I will say that before we get deep into it. This isn't your typical beat 'em up, I feel like.
No, it is not whatsoever.
So, well, should we go ahead and, you know, start talking about the details of this game so we can really get deep into it and talk about it?
Yeah, let's slice our way into the deets.
This game was released in North America on November of 1994, it was developed and published by Capcom. And this particular game was an exclusive on the Super Nintendo.
Only for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Now you're playing with power, superpower.
This game is a single-player beat-em-up platformer, And there's a hell of a story in this one.
Oh, fuck yeah, there is. I can't wait to hear this. It's time for Story Time with Toby. Shink!
Professor Charles Xavier, the leader of the mutant-powered superheroes, the X-Men, has brought them all together for terrible news. Forgive me for bringing you here on such short notice, X-Men. I don't know why that's the voice I'm doing. Just go with it.
It's fine.
But the situation in Genosha is far worse than I once feared. As you know, I have been troubled by the recent rise in anti-mutant activity on the tiny island nation. Today, I believe I have found the root of the problem. While using Cerebro to scan the island for the source of the anti-mutant uprising, I came upon the presence of one of the oldest and most deadly enemies. It appears that Apocalypse has found a home in Genosha. It is now clear that Genosha government is using Apocalypse to bring their mutant population under tighter control. But Apocalypse must have his own plans for the mutants of Genosha. Whatever they may be, they will only to serve to accelerate the growth conflict between mutant and humankind. It is up to you, my X-Men, to put a stop to this madness. Our invasion of Genosha begins tonight.
I want to see Sean Connery as fucking Professor X. It's Cerebro, bro.
Cerebro, bro. So this game should take around 4 to 5 hours to complete. Speedrun.com has a record set by NobleBoy77 of 17 minutes and 8 seconds.
Gosh darn.
It's pretty damn fast considering this game took me forever to beat.
Yeah, how the fuck is that even possible?
I had a lot of trouble on those first five levels, but we will talk about that in depth here in a moment, won't we, Goobs?
Yes, we will.
Are you ready to do that, I guess?
I guess it's time that we jump into the gameplay.
This game's buttons are going to be slightly different because all the characters have their own unique moves and commands. It's going to be kind of like a Street Fighter game for the most part. But the basic controls are the D-pad moves you left and right. Down makes you duck. A button is the attack button, while B is to jump. And start pauses the game. There are a few pickups in this game, and you can pick up small and large X canisters for health. There are X plates. If you collect 3 in each stage, it gives you an extra life.
X plates?
That's pretty good. Now, the display in this is really simple. There's just your health at the top left corner. Nothing more to it. It's very, very simple. But with all these characters having unique attacks, the attack button for A is different. So, for example, the regular A attack button with Cyclops does a punch, but with Gambit, he has a staff attack. And Psylocke does an elbow jab. So each one has something slightly different. Obviously, Wolverine uses like a slash. Will you tell us what all characters that are in this game, Goobs?
Yeah, we'll start off with Cyclops here. Everyone's least favorite X-Men.
Right. The Boy Scout.
We all know him as Scott Summers, of course. And his attacks are, he's got a normal punch, he's got a crescent kick, he's got a slide kick, a standing optic blast, a jumping optic blast, and then a crouching optic blast. He's actually a pretty well-rounded character for this game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's nice to have those long-range attacks when a lot of the baddies are coming at you.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Up next on our roster, we got Wolverine, as we know him as Logan as well. And he's got his normal slash, he's got his uppercut, which is like the tornado claw. It's fucking awesome. The running claw, jumping slash, the berserker, the flying berserker, and of course, he can wall climb, because why not?
Right.
He just sticks his claws right in the wall and goes right up. It's very useful for some of the sections in this game.
Yes.
Up next, we got the most bootylicious character on the roster. One of our heartthrobs from back in the 90s, especially on the cartoon, Psylocke.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Beast.
Well, him too, and his big, beautiful, bushy cheeks. We got Psylocke and Elizabeth Betsy, I would call her Bootsy. Or Booty, sorry, not Bootsy. What the fuck am I talking about? And She, her moves are the elbow jab, the flip kick, the spin kick, the psychic knife. I almost said that wrong. Flying knee, the quick slide, and the neck cracker.
Neck cracker.
You land on the enemy's head and fucking you crack it pretty good.
Yeah, and it actually shoots you up into the sky really high, so you need that to get some of those X-plates.
X-plates?
X-plates.
And then, of course, Toby's favorite beefy character with the most bootiest of all cheeks, Beast.
Damn right.
Henry McCoy, or Hank, as some may call him. And his attacks are punched, Beast Charge, the somersault kick, the crouching kick, the ceiling walk, and the beast bounce. Bounce on that badonkadonk. I found it kind of hard playing as him sometimes when you're fighting upside down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, his whole entire level is hard, just doing all the upside down platforming.
Yeah, you're doing most of it upside down. as soon as you'll just jump and just automatically stick to a roof or a platform. Then you're like, okay, I'm upside down now.
Yeah.
Then we got one of my favorites, Gambit, Remy LeBeau. And he got a staff attack, Thou Shall Not Pass. Just smacks people around with his big fucking long staff, shaft.
Yep.
He's got the low shaft attack, who doesn't love that?
Right.
The jumping staff attack, the double kick, the single card attack, and the triple card attack. And then the high card attack. Where he throws them up. I like using the spread shot one. It gets them pretty fucking good.
Oh, yeah. That one's the best to use anyway.
Yeah, I do like how it is, like, I'm sure we'll talk about this further on or later on in the show, but I like how you have to do different combos. It keeps you more interested in a beat-em-up, you know? You gotta pay more attention.
Yeah.
Your fingers are more, you're not just pushing the same fucking button over and over and over again, hitting a special. You're actually doing, like, little combos in order to get better or get further in the game.
You know, here's my beef before we get too deep into it with the button commands, is that they're not all uniform. Like, you have to figure them out or have the manual or look it up online, because it's not just like down, forward, you know, quarter circle attack button, which...
No, some of them like up, up, X.
Yeah, like, so, yeah, they're just all different and there's no tutorial or anything. I don't know. I got some beef with it. And I think that's why Kid Toby couldn't play this game, is because he couldn't figure out all the different combinations to, you know, make it through.
My first few tries, I tried it just on my own, and I could figure most of them out.
Yeah, me too. And then it's easier once you, like, look it up and you're like, oh, this is helpful. And then, you know, you figure out the other moves that are help dominate all the way through. But, so... when you start the game up, you get the wonderful Capcom logo and the music, and it just made me want to play Mega Man X, because it's the same Capcom music. Love it. So good. You get a pretty decent opening sequence explaining the story, and you get... look, first off, we should touch on... it's the Jim Lee era of costumes. Like, it's the best, the 90s
yes.
X-Men. It's so freaking good.
Looks just like the cartoon.
Looks just like the cartoon. So good. But there is a menu, and at the start screen, you've got mission mode. So this will basically start the main story of the game. Training mode, password. And then you can also change the audio sound to stereo or mono, which, you know, whatever. The password screen has 8 characters in the game. You change each one of them to a different picture of whatever. So it's Xavier, Cyclops, Magneto, Gambit, Beast, Wolverine, Apocalypse, and Psylocke. So you're going to change the 8 pictures to figure out which... to a specific order, and that's how you get to your save spots.
Yeah, it's not too bad of a password system. We've seen way worse.
Yes, yeah. Now, the training mode, I believe, is pointless, because it's not like you should have been in the danger room, and it should have told you how to do the moves. Like, it should have just been simple. But what training mode does, it throws you into the game, and you just play the level like normal. I don't know if it's easier or not. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, it might be.
But it doesn't... it's not a training mode. So, and I didn't want to play it all the way to beating the levels and stuff, because I didn't know what that... I don't know if you can keep playing it all the way through, if it is easier or whatever. So I just kind of avoided this because I needed to beat it regularly. I didn't need to try to beat it through the training mode thing.
Or it gets you through the first five levels and like, hey, if you want to beat the other five, you got to play normal mode.
Yeah, I didn't want to run into that situation. So I played it a little bit and I was just like, this isn't really like training like I thought it would be. But it should have just been each character being thrown into the danger room and, you know, with a character that just stands still and you can practice the moves on. So I thought that was dumb. Before we get into each of the levels, each character has their own task to complete. So if you play as Wolverine, he has a certain thing that he's doing in the story. Like, Xavier has all the characters splitting up to go do different things. So if you play as Wolverine, you're not going to have Cyclops running through Wolverine's level. So
no.
You just play that level with that person, which is kind of interesting. I really kind of like that concept. But you only get three lives per character. So Wolverine has his own set of three lives. Cyclops has his own three set lives. Psylocke has her own three lives, and so on and so forth. But here's the thing. If you beat Psylocke's level, Beast's level, and Gambit's level, and then you die on Wolverine's level, all three, and there's no continue.
You're after the A.
You have to start over completely, and you have to beat these first five levels before you get any password. That is a bitch. And you have to do it perfectly. I could not believe that. I was so mad. I think I had to start over like three or four times just because, until you figure out everything and you're like, okay, I know what to do now. You know, it takes a few tries.
Yeah, it's not an easy task.
No. So you have to be, you get a few chances through each level or through each character's level, but that's all you get. So you have to do it within those three tries. Whew, it's just hard. And like, if you get a one-up, like if you collect all the X-plates, you don't get an extra X-plate for all of them. You just, or a extra live for all of them. You get one for just whoever collected it. So it's even a bigger bitch. Let's go ahead and start off with Wolverine's level. You're there to destroy the manufacturing of the Sentinels. So this level is obviously looks like a factory. And it's so cool because this is obviously the first character I picked because, you know, Wolverine's pretty dope. And once you get into this level, it's just like an alarm going off, this red blinking like effect that's happening. And you're just hear this whining alarm. And I mean, it's chaotic. Like, you bust into this factory and guards are just on you already. There's destructible things that you can
hit. Looking grenades at you.
Yeah. I mean, it's just it's balls to the wall action right from the beginning. So this level has some, like, running water in the background. There's equipment and pipes in the foreground. Like, everything looks great in this game.
Yeah, there's great attention to detail on every level here.
Yeah, there's stuff moving in the background. It's not ever just a static background, I don't think. I think everything has something. It just feels very lively. Like, stuff in the background, stuff in the foreground, like, kind of blocking your view just a little bit. Not enough to, like, piss you off, but, you know, it's there. Wolverine has his claws to climb up some of the areas, like Goobs was talking about earlier. You have to climb. There's no other way around it, so this is definitely his level.
Yeah, like halfway through the level, you get a mini-boss, which is like this robot guy. He shoots rockets at you. He's not that bad.
He's a big old thick robot suit boy.
You fight a couple different color variants of this guy on other levels as well.
Yeah. This one just like shoots missiles and like does a rush attack at you.
Yeah, he's not that hard. And then if you keep going right to at the end, you fight a Sentinel, but he's like stationary, only his head's moving.
Yeah.
And his head will turn left and right and down and just shoot lasers out of his eyes while enemies are coming from both sides.
Yeah, so...
But you can direct the lasers at the enemies and kind of fuck them up in that way. Well, you just keep jumping, giving them head, punching them in the head.
Yeah, giving them head.
Lines? Go check out our Patreon.
So the Sentinel's, like, hanging there. It's really cool, and the enemies are coming in from the left and the right screen. Right before you get to that part, though, there's, like, a huge Sentinel spine or something. It's really cool looking, and you see, like, the big mechanical hands and stuff that are...
Yeah, the hands are, like, all deteriorating and shit, and they're not put together yet, and the spine just kind of falls apart while you're going up it.
Yeah. It's a really easy... most of the boss battles in this are super easy once you figure out like what you're supposed to do. This one in particular is very easy because...
they're very much a pattern.
Yeah. All of them have very simple patterns. This one you can just stand basically underneath it and just kind of uppercut claw into his face and just, you know, dodge the lasers and watch out for the other enemies coming on the screen. And that's it. That's what his level is. And they're pretty short levels for the most part, too.
Yeah, they're perfect length.
So Cyclops is the next one. His level is to destroy the train transport. I guess they're moving around their weapons or something. Who knows? But that's what he's doing in the story. So Cyclops is fighting a ton of soldiers in a forest-like setting. And you have to fight these annoying air motorcycle things.
Yeah, the fucking hover jets.
Yeah, so you pause at certain sections. This game's really bad about that, like the pause so you can beat a wave or two of enemies and then you can move on. And this is one of those. Just think of like all the beat 'em ups that have motorcycles that come in from left to right. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like Streets of Rage and everyone does it. Final Fight. This is
Turtles,
that,
everything.
Yeah. But see, this is just 2D. This isn't like that weird, like. What do we call that? That weird perspective where, like,
isometric.
Streets of Rage. This is more like Final Fight, just flat. But these jet motorcycle things fly in, and you got to, like, jump kick them and stuff. I mean, it's not that hard. It's just annoying.
They'll come in high. They'll come in low. They'll come at you from all these different angles.
Yeah, and you can see them in the background when so you know which direction they're coming in from. So you end up falling through a wooden bridge, like you're about to cross this wooden bridge, and one of those things crashes and falls. You end up falling down through like a waterfall, and you land in some
which
water.
Which looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Adds to the chaos of this game.
But don't go chasing waterfalls.
There are some enemies hiding in the water with like scuba gear. They just happen to be waiting
for you. Frogmen, they come out with like these big giant knives. Ready to fuck you up.
So in this one, the train, I guess, is the boss. And you have to destroy the engine that's in the middle of the train, which I couldn't figure that out at first. You have to jump on one side of it and destroy it on one side and then get to the other side and hit it. But there's turrets shooting at you. There's enemies shooting at you. And you just got a bunch
sometimes
of
sometimes you always
got
to hit it from the other side, Toby.
You got to flip it over and hit it from the other side. Yep. But yeah, that's the train. You run a train on it. Well, next we've got Psylocke's level, and she is attacking the main base as a distraction. So she's flying in on one of those jet bikes.
What a distraction to have.
Yeah, right? Everyone is just distracted by her bobs.
I didn't know what you were saying there for a second. God damn it.
Anyways. So she's flying in on one of those jet bikes and a Sentinel takes it out. Kind of reminded me of the intro of Mega Man X 2. I think it's Mega Man X 2. But she's flying it and, you know, crashes it or whatever. Looks just like a military base. Looks nice. You know, all the sprites and everything look nice in this one. A lot of enemies come out of doors, and they come out one at a time. It's kind of annoying, because you're just, like I said, you get locked into these spots, and it's just like one boss, or one enemy coming out of the door at a time. So you get to the sub-boss in this one, and it's another one of them thick robot boys. And this one's got a thick bot. This one's got the spiky ball and chain that kind of he whips at you. Kind of reminds me of the Mega Man X in the Chameleon level.
This game is just Secret Mega Air. Man X, Adobe. Just reskin.
It is. It really is. There's a lot of Mega Man
Mega
X.
Mega X-Men.
Yeah, Mega X-Men. you can beat him. The ground falls out from under you, and it's a bitch to outrun in this part because after you beat the robot, you start walking and then it just starts disappearing. Like it just falls. I don't know what the deal is, but it just shakes real hard. And You can't run in this game. You're just casually walking while the fucking floor is falling out from underneath you.
Yeah, isn't that fun? Just spreading your stuff while walking while the world's crumbling around you?
Yeah. There's enemies in the way, and there's little blocks in the way, so you can't just walk straight and avoid it. You have to jump, and you have to avoid the enemies, because if they hit you, then you're out of time. You're gonna fall into the abyss of nothing. But once you get past that, the main boss is a sentinel. So you go into an elevator, and the sentinel busts through the bottom of it. Very cool. Very cool. He's like halfway sticking out of it, and he's got a few different attacks, but he's so easy. But he looked fantastic. Looked really good.
Yeah, just give him the good old neck cracker. Or the good old bone cracker.
Next, we got Beast Level. And he is going to the central computer to extract info on the captured mutants. Of course, he's the hacker, right?
Well, the smartest one.
So this one, you're going through the sewage tunnel, and there's lots of running water and pipes all around him and above him, and that's usually what you're sticking your feet to so you can hang upside down. He's got just a bunch of soldiers that he's fighting. All of these first levels are just a bunch of
You were close.
A bunch of soldiers that you're just taking out. So there's not much to report on them. Like, there's like three or four different sprites for each of them. Like, there's a big beefy one. There's one that's wearing a mask. There's a couple. And then there's like two different just regular ones that like shoot at you and punch you and stuff. But then
at least they're somewhat different.
Yeah, but you know what? They're at a military base, so it makes sense that every character is essentially the same, you know? So I don't have too much complaints about this. And they looked good. They all looked good. Even the big, beefy, muscular one. I'm sorry. So the sub-boss in this level, it's another one of them thick robot
thick bots.
Boys. Thick bots! except this one's gray. And he drops bombs and has, like, a laser ball thing that he shoots at you. And he rush attacks you. And there's some platforming in this level. This is where we were talking about the real shitty upside-down platforming stuff you have to do.
Yeah, it's not that much fun. You get used to it after a while.
There's, like, platforms that are, like, being dragged around. Like, they're moving. And then you have to jump from other platforms. But when you land on it, you land upside down. So it's just constantly hanging upside down in this whole entire section. The boss in this one is weird. It's three sentinels, but you fight them one at a time. But it's three sentinels, and they're smaller.
Yeah, those tiny little guys.
They're just tiny little baby sentinels. They fly at you. They have, like, their little whips that come out of their hands. They whip you and, like,
they're kinky sentinels.
They're Dom's sentinels. It'd be awesome if someone could do a coloring of the sprites and stuff and just put them in daddy leather.
Oh my god! Great. Instead of having red eyes, they have a ball gag.
Yeah. Well, you know their mouth is like kind of open like a sex doll anyway. It's like a little circle.
No, I could never unsee that. Thanks, Toby.
They also shoot projectiles, and like I said, they come out one at a time. They're super easy. There's not much of a challenge with these guys. So Gambit, his level is to attack the harbor base, and Gambit, he's got a really cool intro because there's two guards standing there, and you see his like pink card, like it's charged up. And it drops between them, and they just kind of look at it, and it explodes between them, and then they die. It's really cool. And then he jumps down. There's lots of crates in this one, because I guess this is like a loading dock of some sort. And lots of like warehousey-looking stuff in the background with crates and boxes. This one is very heavy on the platforming.
Pretty much go and kick a bunch of enemies' asses until you get to a small boat.
Yeah. Yeah, there's this little assembly line thing that you have to, like, kind of jump from, like, hanging box to, like, they're on, like, a chain or something, and you have to jump to that, but that's real easy. But, yeah, you get an elevator level in this one, and it stops at several different floors, and it brings out a handful of enemies every time the elevator door opens, and it just does this, I don't know, three or four times, And then, yeah, like you said, you get to your little personal boat. It's the size of you. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like a skateboard boat.
And then you're on it fighting a fucking aircraft.
Yes. The boss in this one is a fucking helicopter thing. And you're on your little boat while it's shooting these laser things down at you.
Gambit's on a boat, motherfucker.
Don't fuck with Gambit's boat. So you have to destroy these four guns on it, and then you can actually jump onto the helicopter and you can fight the enemies that are flying it, and then that's the end of the mission. And if you beat all these, this is where you'll get your first password. So you don't have to do all that again.
Yeah, that's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do. So no matter what character you pick at this point, you'll play pretty much the exact same levels as far as I could tell. So the next level, you know, whoever you pick, who were you picking first? Like, who did you play with first? I went with Wolverine.
I was Cyclops, just for the range. Him or Gambit.
Right. Yeah, so playing with the long-range characters, which is basically just Cyclops and Gambit, is a lot better, I think. I liked playing with Gambit once I got his moves down. Everyone else, you got to be up close and personal with everyone, and you can't... I mean, you can hit multiple characters at a time with, like, the up-close attacks, but I liked all the range attacks because you could hit them while they're far away from you, and it'd wipe out two or three people at the same time.
Yeah, Psylocke was good at that.
So it doesn't matter who you pick. You go into this forest. There's a bunch of tents and just army-looking stuff. And you have some soldiers, but then you start fighting these little bug creatures that they have, like, scorpion tails on them. And they are everywhere in this level. And you have to blow up these tanker trucks in this level. I guess you're just sabotaging all their equipment and stuff. But yeah, all these bugs just keep attacking you. And there's so many of them. Eventually you get to this, like, cave area. And these fuckers are crawling on the ceiling and everything, and they dive at you.
Yeah, they're fucking everywhere.
So many of them. You get to a point in the cave where there's a bunch of these little pods, like the facehugger pods, and you can destroy them before they hatch, or you can let them hatch. That's totally how you want to play it, I guess. I didn't want to fuck with them all, so I blew up their little pods. Then you get to the boss in this one, the Queen Brood boss, and it's a huge sprite. It looks great, but it essentially does nothing. It just jumps up and down and moves back and forth, and it sends all the baby bugs at you, and you just keep wiping them out and keep hitting her. And I don't know, it's super easy.
The Gambit was super nice for this.
Yes, get that spread shot and hit them, like, because I think it sends like one or two at a time at you, and you can hit them, and it'll still hit her too.
Yep.
This is definitely a long range enemy, in my opinion. Then you get to pick a new character. And you get another password. I think the next level that you're supposed to be in is supposed to be a prison guarded by Tusk. And as soon as you get into this level, you start fighting these little red goblin-looking things that throw little bombs.
Yep.
And they're hard to hit because they're smaller than those scorpion alien bug brood things. But they're kind of cute, but they jump around and they just get in your way.
Yeah, they're super fucking annoying.
So there's not much of a level in this. Like, you fight those for a few seconds, and then you're immediately thrown into the battle with Tusk. He's got, like, his little area, and it's over lava. And there's some platforms and stuff, but there's this platform that moves up and down and just slams into the middle. So it'll damage you. It'll hurt you if it falls on top of you. It doesn't kill you instantly, thank God.
It'll also hurt him, too.
Yes. So it's kind of a nice trade-off that it will stop him. So Tusk charges you like a bull, and those little red assholes keep coming after you while you're fighting him. If you get too close, or if you stay, like, if you're hitting him and you stay too close, he'll do this uppercut attack to you. But like you said, if he starts running at you and that platform falls perfectly, it'll stop him dead in his tracks. And then you can attack him some.
See, I just was beast. I just stayed up on top. He's going to jump it on his head.
Oh yeah,
it worked out pretty well. You could cheese most of these bosses.
Yeah, they're once you figure out like the simple pattern or whatever or what you got to do with them, they're all so easy. But yeah, let just kick his ass. That's the end of the mission. There's nothing else after that. I thought it was gonna be like, oh okay, like there's something else after this that you got to do. So you get another passcode and you get a cutscene of Apocalypse. He's blabbering and talking about his new horseman. So I was like, oh shit, things are about to get serious, right?
Ric Flair's coming.
Woo! Yeah, no, not Ric Flair, unfortunately.
Oh, he'd be like Banshee. Isn't that what the character's name was? Screams?
Yeah.
Just do the wooks. He has like the cape on too.
Yeah.
Or the robe.
Hey, and he's got the puffy like 80s, 90s hair, just like, you know, all the other characters.
Yeah. So maybe that's what Banshee's based off of, Ric Flair. You heard it here first. Toby was today's years old.
Oh, shut up. So you start into the next part of the level or whatever, and it looks like you're underground. I don't know if it's supposed to be a continuation of the fighting Tusk. But now you're being chased by lava while you're underground, and you have these gates that are shutting on you that have to be destroyed. Otherwise, the lava's going to get you. And
yeah, it's hard because you're walking again. Like, oh no, there's a massive danger coming at me. I better just stroll through this.
Oh, well, let me check my watch. You know, I got things to do. Let me tie my shoe.
They gotta have optic blast.
Yeah, it's very funny. The there's no sense of urgency because, yeah, you're just casually walking and this lava's fucking coming after you and you have to break. Like, it's nerve-wracking for me because I'm like, break it. But, yeah. Once you get past that little area with the gates and stuff, you have to platform up and you see these prison cells. And I'm assuming it's the other mutants being held in them, but all the sprites look exactly the same. They move exactly the same way. And they all have the number 19 on them for some reason. I just pretended it was multiple man and there was 19 of them or something.
Yeah, it might be.
Sure. But you have to fight a bunch of soldiers. And next, after you move on a little ways, you get another big platformy part where the lava is rising up and you have to avoid. There's a bunch of enemies on these platforms and you don't want them to hit you because then you'll fall into the lava and it'll get you. But after that, you get face to face with Apocalypse and he shoots projectiles at you and he has a drill fist that he tries to drill fist you with.
It'll spike you too.
Yeah, he stands there and he's like a fucking porcupine. And all these spikes come out of him.
Pretty much wait till he stops attacking and then go for it. Because you're just going to fucking kill yourself.
Yeah. Now,
I expected him to be a lot bigger.
Me too. And I expected this fight to be more epic. And I expected this to be the last fight of the game.
Nope.
We got more to it. So you get a password and you keep playing the damn game. Professor X is like, oh, yeah, we're good with Genosha now. But guess what? Magneto, he's going to interrupt us, and he says shit ain't over. So Professor X says he's going to locate him, but you practice fighting some of the... he says you go practice in the danger room, basically. And then you get to fight Omega Red. You pick a character, you fight Omega Red. These danger room levels are weird because, like, the background keeps changing constantly while you're playing.
Yeah, keeps flickering. It's like when you're young and you have one of those old TVs with a clicker on it and you go through.
Yeah.
Just different shit in the background constantly.
Yeah. And Omega Red, he's got tentacle attacks and he whips you and electrocutes you or whatever. His tentacles go up through the bottom of the level and stuff and tickle your feet.
He could be a leather daddy.
He could be a leather daddy. And then after that, Professor X is like, I don't know where Magneto is. Why don't you fight Juggernaut? Like, he just says, fuck off. Go back to the danger room. So you go to the danger room, you fight Juggernaut, and pick a different character if you want. And he charges at you. He does uppercuts. He does block your attacks. This is the one that kind of pissed me off, because he blocks your attacks when you get... If you sit there and just kind of, like, keep spamming attack buttons, he'll block them.
It was cool seeing him, though.
Yeah, no, it was great seeing
and
him.
Omega
it was
Red.
It's just really weird that it's like, oh, they were like side characters that aren't even really there, you know? So Professor X finds Magneto on his space station called Avalon, and he's going to teleport you there. So you have to pick a character, and I think this is the last time you get to pick a character. You don't know that, but you better pick the character you want to be, because there's also different bosses here in a second with whatever character you pick. So you're obviously in this spaceship-looking thing with monitors everywhere. You know, it looks like your typical futuristic spaceship. There's one asshole enemy that keeps teleporting everywhere, and he gets in the way as you platform up. And I don't know if you can kill him or if it's multiple of these characters, but they just seem to be everywhere. So you fight this character. He's the mini-boss named Exodus. And he flies around and shoots lasers, and he does like a dash kick from the air, like down at you, and he teleports around. He's not that hard, he just teleports a hell of a lot. But he gets to half health, and he just fucking jets. And you're like, oh, this is gonna pay off later. You're gonna have to fight him, and he's gonna be twice as hard. You never see him again.
Nope, he fucks off.
He fucks off, and he's like, yeah, no, deuces, I don't need to die. Which, you know what? Fair play. I wouldn't want to die either. I would run too. After he leaves, you do some more platforming. You deal with the teleporting dick again. You fight some turret guns. And then once you get to this part, this is where each character has their own unique sub-boss before you fight Magneto.
I could go through this quickly if you want, Toby.
Yeah, please.
So for Gambit, you end up avoiding all the lasers in the next room. You come up to the last boss for Gambit, which is a virtual image of every other X-Men. And pretty much you just fight them. You know what the attacks are, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, just a hologram, pretty much.
And for Psylocke, your boss is just a rocket. Nothing special. There's a platform. You got to go do some platforming on. That's what you do when there's a platform.
Yep.
And you just try to beat the rocket as fast as you can. Cyclops, after the fight, you get some health, it's time for a boss, get onto the moving platforms, and then start using lasers to hit the core. So you're just fighting like a core of a machine.
This reminded me of like a Sonic Dr. Eggman boss battle. Or in Kirby All-Star, or Superstar, there's a... When you're on the ship, there's a machine that's just like this. It's a trope in a bunch of games, but it reminded me a lot of that.
Then on Wolverine, yeah, you head to the right to fight the boss after you beat that one boss. I forget his name. What's his name, Toby?
Exodus?
Yeah, Exodus. I don't like him.
Yeah.
Climb to the left, avoid some energy balls. When the platform is picking up speed, jump and hit the core. So you're just fighting another core.
Yeah, this one's like, it looks like Mother Brain from Metroid. And like, you can jump on these little platforms that spin around it. And I mean, it's hard to not beat this boss. As long as you just keep attacking, you'll wear him down and kill him.
Beast is pretty much the same thing. You head up to the top of the ceiling and you fight another machine. When this one has electricity coming at you, so it's a little bit more difficult.
It's a freaking laser.
And then that's all of them.
Yeah. And depending on who you picked is who you will face off against Magneto with. And this fucking battle, let me tell you, it's easy. It's just time consuming. He takes forever to beat. So he really only has two attacks. He's got an electric field that goes around him. You can't attack him during. He's got that. And then he has these four steel plates that come around him, and then he, like, pushes them at you. Now, if you're quick enough, you can actually hit those and then go in for the hit because his electric field will go down for a second or two. He also has, like, a purple energy ball that he'll use, but he doesn't really use it that often.
No, he doesn't.
So if you go up, because there are some platforms you can jump around on, he will start using those more. But if you're on the ground, for some reason, he only uses the steel plate things. Super easy, just long and boring, to be honest. And that's all the games. Like, you beat them, you get a cutscene. I don't know if each character has their own cutscene. I didn't look that far into it.
No. There at the end, there's like the normal ending and the better ending, which is just like the normal ending is just pretty much Xavier's thanking them for saving everyone and all that shit. And then the better ending, and you get a they show other X-Men that aren't in the game. They show Storm, Rogue, Jean Grey, Jubilee. I think that's it.
Oh, very cool. Huh.
But then they show them paired up with other people. So Cyclops and Jean Grey are together. Gambit and Rogue are together. The one that struck me odd is Jubilee and Beast.
Oh. Oh, Beast.
Yeah.
Please don't. She's very young.
Size-wise, too, it doesn't work. It's like me and Jenny Bean. She shows Jenny Bean. I'm a big beast. And she's a petite lady. She sparkles my life up, I'll tell you that. But then, yeah, and then Wolverine's just, like, by himself looking sad.
He sits in the cuck chair.
Like, Storm, like, they're friends. He could have just taken a picture together, but no, Wolverine's just, like, it's a side profile of him just, like, looking down. I'm like, oh, it's sad Wolverine.
Man, and he's a little emo.
Yes, all the ladies are very busty in these pictures.
Nice, the 90s.
And Rogue has that classic ass.
Ooh. Which I've heard everyone's upset about in the new X-Men 97 cartoon.
Yeah, they took it away. Not my ass.
Not my ass.
I've seen action figures of just the ass.
Right, yeah.
Next time I see them online, I'll send one to you.
Yeah, so I don't really know how to get that better ending.
You pretty much don't maybe use a code and
oh,
a whole bunch of ways to do it.
Gotcha. Well, Goobs, what did you think of the music in this game?
I thought it was pretty great.
Dude, there were some killer tracks on here.
It's a Capcom game. They have pretty good music.
May I even say that? Some of it's not like Mega Man X? Or am I just going to keep repeating myself with the Mega Man X stuff?
Well, it is Capcom, the same developer, so.
I know. Yeah, so I thought this was a pretty decent soundtrack. There's some that, like, some songs that are just, like, really cool. And then there's some that feel urgent and, like, scary. Something bad's about to happen. Yeah, you know, it's got a good...
It added to the atmosphere.
For sure. I really liked it, so I give the thumbs up on this soundtrack.
I like when it adds to the gameplay and doesn't deteriorate, like, take away from the gameplay.
Yeah. What about the graphics in this?
Buddy, big beefy boys.
Those sprites.
I love big sprites in a beat-em-up game.
So good. I mean, it just...
It looked just straight out of the 90s cartoon.
Yeah, off the pages of the comics, off the screen of the cartoon, like, these look great.
Like, I just see a resurgence in this game because of X-Men 97 coming out.
You know,
I see this game going up in price, not just because we reviewed it, because everything we do turns to gold.
You know, but there's something to that, like, that era of X-Men and that look and everything that's just cool, you know? And I think that's proof enough right there is that, you know, for years and years, everyone's wanted to see Hugh Jackman in the yellow suit. And we're finally getting it in the Deadpool movie. The X-Men 97 is back. Like, I think there's something to these characters in this style that people really, really like. And I know it's nostalgia and stuff, but I think it's just a cool look for all these characters.
Well,
you know?
It was true to the comics as well, right?
Yeah.
And those stories, they were lifted straight from the comics, and they paid them, like, we just go on about fucking X-Men from the 90s forever. We won't.
Yeah, we could. But you know what? Like, this game in particular, like, the backgrounds looked good. The foregrounds looked cool. There was stuff to look at. Yeah, the soldiers got a little repetitive, but you gotta also be like,
at the jungle level, there was, like, shit going on everywhere. It was fucking great.
Yeah. But like the soldiers, you gotta. You're going after this military facility. You know, they're all going to be soldiers, so it makes sense. I can't bitch about the characters. Even the bosses, like, they were cool. The Sentinels were cool coming out of the bottom of the elevator. Like, that looked cool. There was a bunch of really cool stuff in this. So,
like the beginning of the Psylocke level, when you're just riding your hover bike and get shot.
Yeah, or Gambit dropping the card, or Wolverine busting into the thing, like, and it just causes an alarm to go off. It's so cool. Everything looks great in this.
It really made each X-Men feel special in their own way. This game did a great job of doing that. Especially because they had their own level per X-Men, for the most part, to start the game off.
Yeah. Now, controls. How you feeling about the controls?
This is where we might differ.
We're going to differ on this one. I already know it.
See, I liked it. I liked the not just pushing one button and doing a move. Because they could have done that where you just use your special and depletes your power. Well, that's fucking stupid, though. You're a mutant. That doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't happen. You don't see, like, Wolverine slicing things and getting weaker. Or, like, Gambit's like, oh, I can't do this no more. I'm sure there might have been a part in the comics, but we know them just to fucking be able to go and do their things unless there's something that deters them.
Yeah.
Like Rogue, like, taking their powers or some shit.
Or the collars that they usually get in Genosha or whatever that make them depowered. See, here's the thing. This is a beat-em-up. I feel like this is the same problem with that Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero game. Is, like, you have to do the combinations. Now, that game has its own other problems. We're not going to get into that. But the doing the combinations, it's not natural to a beat-em-up. So I would have rather preferred the one button, like, we want to do Wolverine's uppercut. Like, let's make that Y or something, you know? I just think that it was just a little difficult. And for example, young Toby couldn't play this game because he couldn't figure out the buttons. Again, wiser, older, fatter, I was able to do it. But I think it's harder. It's not as... it's not... What's the word I'm trying to look for? It's not for everyone. Like, everyone can't just pick it up and play it and be like, oh yeah, beat 'em up, like you could Final Fight or Streets of Rage, you know? So that's where I think it's the controls are a little meh to me. Whatever. We'll disagree. We'll agree to disagree.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that aspect because it just made it so much more of a different experience for me.
Yeah. No, and like
sometimes I find them mind-numbing at times. Okay. Like, beat 'em ups. We played so many of them. When you're just pushing one button the whole time, it's kind of like, okay.
Okay, that's fair. From that point of view, I agree with you. Like, it's got a little more... It's more of an advanced beat-em-up.
Yeah, because I don't really remember too many beat-em-ups that actually do that.
Yeah, me either.
It's kind of a breath of fresh air. Speaking of fresh air, I think I can go for a walk to the floating island in the sky.
Oh.
Yeah, see if I can get some mutant powers and fly up there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know, I guess that's cool. I'll hang out here, Goops. I'll see you here in a minute.
Up, up, and away!
Oh, apparently he already had the power to fly. Well, while I'm sitting here waiting, I'm going to show... I've got this really cool Beast action figure. You know, I was talking about Beast being a big, beefy man and having that badonkadonk on him. I'm just going to have this figure ready to show Goobs my blue Beast action figure. Oh, it looks like there's something on the butt of this action figure. Let me hold on. Let me lick this. Get this right there. All right. Cleaning it real good. What was that? Okay. Well, it's not quite clean. Let me. All right. Like, rubbing the ass on it real good. Hello?
Ooh, don't stop now.
What? What?
Ooh, hey there, Toby.
Oh, no! Where's... Goobs Genie,
you know better by now.
Ooh. You are my Beast action figure?
Ooh, I'm everything, Toby. Ooh.
But, so where's my Beast action figure?
Ooh, you know where it is, Toby. Ooh.
You know what? I don't want to know where it's at. I don't care. You know what? Moving on.
Open your eyes and look for the prize. Ooh.
I don't want to look for any prizes. Goob Genie, you know, you're here. I might as well ask. Have you ever played the game X-Men Mutant Apocalypse for the Super Nintendo?
Ooh, no, I haven't, but I played some poker with Apocalypse. Ooh.
You played poker with Apocalypse?
Yeah, one of the four horsemen. Ooh.
Ah, that... Honestly, that makes a lot of sense.
Ooh, I'm biblical. Ooh.
He didn't teach you any cheats or anything, like, for winning, did he?
Ooh, the best I can do is help you get through Mission 11, Toby. Ooh.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How do you do that?
You gotta put the characters in. Beast, Psylocke, Cyclops, Magneto, Cyclops, Wolverine. Ooh. I think Wolverine, he has some hard bones. You like them hard bones, Toby? Ooh.
No. But it does make sense that there's a lot of Psylocke to get to the last level.
Ooh. What about them beast cheeks? Ooh. You like my furry cheeks?
You know what? No, and now I need to wash my hands, and I was licking my finger and trying to rub it off, and now...
You're licking more than that. Ooh.
I know, and now I need mouthwash. You know what? I don't... is there any way you can just
ooh,
leave?
Ooh, here, use the new genie mouthwash. Ooh, salty.
I'm not touching that. You can take that back with you and get out of here.
Ooh, I'll leave it here just as a little memory. Goodbye. Ooh. Off to the apocalypse.
You know what? What am I going to do with this mouthwash? It says ball-flavored mouthwash. I'm not going to use ball-flavored mouthwash. That's disgusting.
What the fuck are you, what the fuck are you on?
Huh? Oh. Huh? Goof.
Turns out I can't fly.
Oh.
I jumped off the balcony and fucked myself up pretty bad.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And you like the taste of balls in your mouth.
Do you want to hear some fun facts?
It's time for fun facts with Toby. Pring!
Goobs, pal, friend, it's time for... This is the game show where Goobs...
That's me.
He's going to try to guess the price of this game. He gets the $5 window.
Shows it all hands.
And if he's within that $5, he gets the sound effect. Goops. You ready?
Let's go.
Good luck.
We are going to start off with a loose price. How much do you think a loose copy goes for? Just the cartridge.
$18.
Whoa. You are so close. You're going to kick yourself. You have one opportunity to... try this again. So freaking close.
I don't trust you. I'm sticking with my guns.
Fine. Right on the money. $18 is how much this game is going for.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to make you change it.
Yeah, don't trust Toby.
Never trust me, even if I'm your friend. All right, complete box. That means you get the box, the manual, and the cartridge.
I don't even care what the fuck happens now.
Yeah, you got the sound effect. I forgot. Maybe I should have played your sound effect. Here it is. Okay, now complete in box. I was trying to really rush over it because I was upset at how accurate you were.
Let me look at Game Eye app here again.
The Game Eye app.
I'm going to go with $61.
61. That's pretty close. That's pretty close. That was a good guess. I really like that guess. $83.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I figured out that this was Capcom's second game to license a property from Marvel for the X-Men franchise. Do you know what the first game released in 1994 X-Men game would have been?
I don't know. I'm thinking Spider-Man.
No, well, it's the X-Men. Oh, are you thinking Spider-Man and X-Men?
Maybe.
No, I think that's LJN.
Oh, yes, it is. It's garbage.
Yes. Yes, very hot garbage. No, the first one was actually, that was Capcom, was X-Men Children of the Atom.
Oh, okay, the fighting game.
Hey, hint. That may be a Retro Olympics question, guys. So the first Capcom game, though, that they teamed up with Marvel was in 1993. Do you know what game that was? And it was on a, it was an arcade beat 'em up. And they also had a port to the Sega Genesis.
Captain America?
No. It was The Punisher.
Ah.
And that's not to be confused with the LJN NES Punisher game.
Also, no, this one was actually good.
Yeah. Also, guys, this is probably a fucking question for the Retro Olympics. You should be listening to the podcast to get all the goddamn answers. That's all I'm saying.
See, I'm even on the podcast and I'll forget.
That's why I'm like trying to like nudge you so we get a victory, Goobs. I'm trying to burn this into your goddamn brain.
Hey, man, I got to finish my story.
You're goddamn right. I kind of ran out of fun facts for the game itself. I couldn't find much on it, but I thought we'd talk about Apocalypse. Apocalypse made his first cameo appearance in X-Factor number 5 in June of 1986, and then the next issue he makes his full appearance in the X-Factor number 6 in July 1986. He was created by Lewis Simonson, and that's the writer, and the artist was Jackson Gweiss. So Bob Layton was writing X-Factor at the time and was supposed to have a Daredevil villain, the Owl, and he was supposed to be the big reveal for X-Factor 5. But Bob left the book, and the editor, Bob Harris, I don't know how to say his name, basically he said that they needed an A-level threat character like Magneto. So they created Apocalypse.
Yeah, he's a badass.
And then Oscar Isaac portrayed the character in X-Men Apocalypse in 2016, which we do not talk about. And the character of Apocalypse was in the X-Men animated series from 1992. He was also in the X-Men Evolution in 2000. He had some episodes of Wolverine and the X-Men in 2009. Apocalypse is also in the Sega Genesis X-Men game. And then he's actually in a bunch of games. X-Men Reign of Apocalypse on Game Boy Advance. X-Men Legends 2 Rise of Apocalypse in 2005. And that was on PS2, Xbox, PSP, and GameCube. So he's had his fair share of appearances in video games. That's all the fun facts I got, Goobs.
Ah, well, Toby, my friend.
Yes, buddy pal.
There's a few things left to do. The first one is, it's time to motherfucking rage.
Oh, come on!
Rage.
This is the Rage Meter. We're going to take a 1 to 10 and tell you how pissed off this game made us. How pissed off, Goobs?
So pissed off that you got a hand job from Wolverine, claws open.
Oh, he popped
sashimi.
Off. Jeez. Jeez, your inner thighs are just
or fisted.
Up. Oh, Jesus. That's pretty rageful. Goobs, how about you go first and give us the 1 to 10 on how pissed off it made you?
Okay. So first getting into this game, not knowing they have to do combos, which I do enjoy doing, was a little frustrating because you expect it just to be one button, but then you figure it out. Like, oh, okay, this is cool. It's different. It's new. I like it. And then it's figuring out the combos for each character that gets a little bit frustrating, but once you get them down, you have them memorized because they are stuff you can mostly figure out for the most part, besides one or two of them, which are very quirky, but you can make do just with a couple moves. Trust me, you can.
Yeah.
The levels weren't that badly impacted from people like nonstop spawning, you know, because normally sometimes you'll get like fucking 20 guys on you. This game doesn't really do that to you, and the most you'll have is like 3 to 5 guys on the screen at the same time coming at you, which I didn't find too hard.
I don't think there was actually like any respawning either. Like when you killed an enemy, they were gone. So like if you fell off of something, they wouldn't respawn. So that was nice.
And they wouldn't flood the stage on you either. That's what I was getting to. Sometimes that's super frustrating, especially when you have to do combos in this game. Like you can punch and stuff like that, but to get the most impact, you want to do the combos for your power moves. The bosses, they weren't that hard. Magneto was kind of a bitch. Beast level was kind of tough to get through. That was very frustrating at times, especially when you're trying to, like we mentioned, jump on a moving platform that you're doing upside down, because we're not usually used to that. So you have to wrap your head around the fact that you're doing this upside down. We don't normally do that in video games. I'm sure there is a couple games that people will mention that you can do that in, but I'm not a big fan of doing that. It was kind of tough at times. The other levels weren't too hard. The ones with the bugs was kind of a piss off, because they're coming at you nonstop. That is one level where you do get flooded, I'm not going to lie.
For sure.
But for the most part, you don't. Like, when you're just fighting the normal soldiers, they're just there. Those little goblins, pretty much the last half of the game, you start getting flooded with more characters. But the first half is not so much. It does take you a while to get your first password. That's kind of a fucking piss off, because you're working your ass off, and you, man, I already beat four levels, one more to go, and then you're doing the beast level, which is a little more trickier than others, and you get fucking dead. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You're after the A, you're starting from the beginning.
Yep.
So, all that being said, I'm going to go with 5.5 on the rage meter.
Okay.
Just a little harder than average.
Okay. Well, I felt that learning the moves was super frustrating at first. It was much easier once I looked it up and figured out all the button combinations. It still makes me rage. That's one of my complaints is the controller. We had all these extra buttons, but nothing to do with them. You know, we just basically used two buttons the whole time. We could have done something, I'm just saying. It could have made it a lot easier for, you know, people that aren't used to fighting games or whatever. The first five levels with no password is such a bitch. Like, I want to emphasize how big of a bitch that is. And then after every level after that, you get a fucking password. It's really dumb. I don't know why they it's almost like they forgot to program in the password system, and then like halfway through they're like, this is really hard, maybe we should go ahead and put some passwords in here. So that's obnoxious. The stop and lock, like, lock you in position so all the enemies can, I know it's a beat 'em up trope, like, I know it's I hate that. Like, I kind of wish this was more, hate to say it, Mega Man-like, where you just can, like, if you want to just leave enemies in the dust, you can, but not
Mega Man
this
stops
one.
And locks you, too, though.
Sometimes, but there's a lot of enemies that you can just, like,
for, like, the mini-bosses, like, okay, and stuff, they lock you in.
Yeah, the mini-bosses you get locked into, but I'm just talking about, like, all the soldiers you could have just, like, ran past and been like, frig off, I'm not even going to deal with you right now. But I get it, you know. Whatever, it's a beat 'em up thing. It's not like Shaq Fu. Shaq Fu, the remake of Shaq Fu had just waves and waves and waves and waves and waves of enemies, so it wasn't that bad.
Oh, I don't want to bring up PTSD, Toby.
Just realistically, just trying to figure out how the controller worked was the biggest issue. Oh, how certain collectibles were just barely out of reach. Like, you could get them almost, but I don't know, you just could barely get them. Just the controls that bothered me the absolute most about this game, and just not being able to pull off the combination, like, to get the right move to work would piss me off. So I don't know, I'm gonna give it about a 7. Just, I don't think it was a consistent 7, but, like, you know, just if I didn't pull off the move correctly, and I'm like, fuck, I didn't.
One more
right.
thing about the moves before we move on to give it our final rating. Did you find it, like, you didn't have to be as tight as Street Fighter in order to hit your moves?
No, you didn't, but I still messed it up sometimes. Like
you don't have to be, like, dead on. You could be close and still kind of let you still do it. So there's a little bit of a leeway.
You could do it kind of slower, too. You didn't have to be, like, punctual and quick. You know, like, you could kind of, like, be lazy about it. So, but like I said, I still fucked it up. I fucked it up a lot. How about we give our final ratings of this game and go settle down, get that nice music going.
Yeah, let's jump in the sauna that we bought with all of our Patreon money.
We're going to give this game a 1 to 10 and let you know, is it still worth playing? 1 being it's terrible, don't play this game. 10 being you really need to run out and spend that $20 and buy this game loose.
18, Toby.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm going to go first. So, I really like this game, with a few nitpicky things. Obviously, the controls, I feel like, are the weakest part of this game. But everything else was so good that I can overlook not being happy with the controls, I think. I think it was just overly ambitious trying to tweak the beat-em-up style of game by adding the special moves, like a Street Fighter. I liked it, though. I didn't fully hate it. I just wanted a simple beat-em-up. This gave me a bunch of Mega Man X vibes, like I said before. Graphics, fucking awesome. Sprites, big, full of details, loved them. Backgrounds, foregrounds. The game's fucking beautiful. It just looks great. I really like the story because it's very comic booky, but why the fuck is it called Mutant Apocalypse? Shows Apocalypse on the cover, and then the big baddie reveal is Magneto. That's a fuck off. I'm so mad that Magneto was the big baddie at the end. Stick to your guns. Keep it Apocalypse. It should have been Apocalypse all the way to the end. I don't know why, but that's like comic books for you. Like, oh, they're having this big thing, and then it's someone else that's pulling strings or making shit happen. So, whatever. It's kind of like two separate stories anyway. It's not really like they're related, but, you know, it just felt weird that the game continued after you beat Apocalypse.
Yeah, I did find that kind of odd myself.
And I was okay with, like, the Danger Room stuff, because it pulled in a couple more bosses and stuff for you to fight Juggernaut and whoever the other one was. Omega Red. I like that. Just to see more villains and stuff. The mechanics, you know, there was different mechanics, like with Beast being able to hang upside down, Wolverine had claws, Gambit had his boat. there was some good different, like, mechanics to this game, so I appreciated, like, the little bits that it did feel different with each character.
Well, it makes sense. He lives on the bayou, right?
Hey, there you go. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, honestly, this game was a solid playthrough. I really enjoyed every bit of this. You know, you heard us nerding out about X-Men and stuff. Like, we love this shit. So, I think this is a solid 8.5, even with me bitching about the controls. I think it's an 8.5, easily. Goobs, what do you think?
Okay. This game, it's just like you reached back into the 90s and pulled it right out of the fucking cartoon and started playing it. Like, I remember the storyline, like, somewhat happening, especially fighting Sentinels and all that shit. Like, oh my god, this brought back such nostalgia, and especially with how good this game looks and sounds and everything, it just pulls you right back to that time. I can just imagine, like, watching the TV show and, like, finishing your cereal and then fucking jumping right in and playing this game and getting your ass kicked, because you don't know better because you're a child. But yeah, it's fucking awesome. I really enjoyed it. I wish I played this game sooner in my life, but I'm happy it's in my life now, and I will go back and play this game again.
Oh, for sure.
I had a blast playing it. I thought the character selection was very nice. They gave us a couple different ones we don't normally get to play as, like Psylocke. You don't normally see her in many games, so it was nice to play as her and her curves. any chance I get to play as Gambit, because he's one badass motherfucker, man.
Yep, I'm with you.
Whenever we would, like, role play X-Men as a kid, I was always like, I'm Gambit, and throwing shit everywhere.
Handful of rocks. Boom!
Yeah, because he actually, like, hurt people. Like, oh, I'm Wolverine, I got my claws. Yeah, well, I got a stick. It's charged, watch out. But yeah, it's you hear my voice. I'm actually happy for once at the end of a review. I had a great time playing this. Each level was something new, something different. Like, the soldiers, one thing, but, like, whatever. You're fighting fucking soldiers. You're invading a fucking island. Yeah. A base and a factory and all this shit. So, no complaints from me there. I know sometimes we'll complain about the same enemies over and over again, but there was variations in this, so. And I really liked each level was designed for each X-Men to use their different abilities, so it made them feel really special. It's great. I'm going to give this an 8.5 myself. I had a lot of fun playing this, and I will go back and play it again. And if you're an X-Men fan and you like a good challenge, go check it out. It's one of the better games for the X-Men, especially because it's done by Capcom. Capcom fucking kills it, you know. We're some Capcom boys over here.
One thing we forgot to touch on is just, like, there's a story that totally makes sense. Like, Xavier's like, hey, you're going here, you're doing this, you're doing that, and, like, you're doing those tasks. It's not just, like, mindless, I'm running through the city, I'm running into a factory, it's not, there's reasons why these characters are in each area. So, like, you know, it was really nice, just all around nice.
Yeah, there's good good pacing in this game, and it's not over before you know it. Because I thought it was just those five levels and that was it, but no, there's more to it than that.
Right. But, yeah, so obviously we're giving this an 8.5 as an average. Lethko, we thank you for being on the show for the Uncanny X-Men on NES review, but that game was balls. This is the game that was fun to play.
Yeah, this one, or you can also check out the Sega ones, too. I remember those being pretty fun.
Yeah, the Sega ones are good. We still got to do X-Men 2 on Sega.
Yes.
Eventually. Maybe we'll have Lethko come on and play that one with us. That way, maybe he gets a better X-Men game. Finish him. This is the end of the show. This is where we're going to wrap everything up. We're going to let you know some stuff, and then we're going to say goodbye and stuff. Right, Goobs?
Yes. But before we do that, we got to say thank you to our wonderful fucking patrons. We love you so, so much. From the bottom of our cockles, you know we do. Thank you for supporting your thick boys. You keep us motivated. You keep us going. You keep us on track. Yeah. It's been a while for an episode, but we're back, bitches.
Back, bitches. That's right. We had the Retro Olympics. We kind of skipped a few weeks to prepare and then to let it settle down. And yeah,
that was a big episode. We're back. Took a lot of work.
It was. A lot of work, a lot of fun. If you haven't gone and listened to it, please go listen to that one. And that was our sixth Retro Olympics. Please go back and check out the other ones.
Shout out to everyone involved in that. There's a ton of people.
Yeah. If you like the retro gaming quiz shows, that's what those are. So go look for them in our backlog. But yes, let's give some shout outs to our patrons who are so patient with us, so kind. Good people. Good group of people. Let's just say that. Patreon.com/Bad Secret Media. You can support all the shows underneath the Bad Secret Media umbrella. So, Goops, you usually give some nicknames.
Yeah, well, I'm running out of ideas when it comes to X-Men, so I'm going to use X-Force characters.
There we go. Okay, X-Force. All right, let's start this off with our librarian, Poppy the Mask Keaton.
He's Cable.
What about Vashags?
Wade Wilson.
Chris Copeline.
Domino.
Keith Gasper.
Colossus.
Martin from the Reviews Brothers.
Pete Wisdom? Because he's so smart, that little fucker.
What about Retro Wex? Retro Rex.
He's Rector.
The Berg.
The Berg is Shatterstar. It sounds like poo. Shatter.
Scatter. Paprika.
Bedlam.
What about Wolfman?
Hope Summers.
Gil Me Talks.
Siren.
DJ Romance Baby.
Warpath.
Sean Brissett.
Mirage.
Parallax Puddles.
Dr. Nemesis.
Fucking the Mermaid Under Toby, our friend Grimm.
Deathlock.
Ashton Ruby.
X-23.
S. Duble.
Vanisher.
Mr. Lethko.
Adam X the Extreme.
Low Five Alex.
Wolfsbane.
Kip Kip.
The Leper Queen.
The Wizard Ringo.
Copycat.
And last but not least, Riku.
What the fuck? Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Yeah, Negasonic Teenage Warhead. There we go.
There you go. Those are our patrons. We appreciate all of you. You are all wonderful, wonderful people. Patreon.com/badsecretmedia. All right, moving on. Let's talk about those things that it supports. follow us on social media for the podcast at Secret Levels Pod on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, X, whatever, all the things. There's also a Facebook page.
All that stuff, go to badsecretmedia.com.
Damn right.
It's your catch-all for everything Bad Secret Media.
Yes. What about social media for us, Goobs?
You can find Toby at Toby Von Doom on Instagram and X, and you can find me at GoobsWN on both of those.
Yes. Also, make sure you're following our YouTube page. We're posting our streams that we do and streams I do, sometimes solo. Every Tuesday, we stream on Twitch at 7:15 Central Standard Time, 8:15 Eastern Real time. We'll fight. But we do have the replays up on YouTube for you to catch them whenever. And we've been uploading all the old episodes to YouTube just to have another place for them. So we'd love it if you would subscribe there, and you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/TobyVonDoom. What else do we got, Goobs?
Oh, we have our motherfucking Discord. Come join the family. Me and Toby are in there. Jenny Bean's in there. A whole bunch of our friends are in there. Come say hi to everyone. It's a big, friendly community. You're missing out if you're not in the Discord. There's links in the show notes below. We play games in there. We talk in there. We bond in there.
Damn right. You need to check out Jenny Bean's podcast. It is the Nocturnal Mysteries podcast. It's available on all major podcasting apps if you like the spooky and the dookie. Yeah,
very well done. Very well researched. Very well spoken show. If you want to hear someone way more professional than us, go check out the Nocturnal Mysteries podcast.
Yeah, it's a lot better than us boneheads.
No dick jokes there.
No dick jokes there. If you want some cool stuff, our sponsor, Retro Pop Relics, you can go and get some giant 3D printed cartridges. You can get Super Nintendo, Game Boy, Nintendo 64, and Nintendo Switch cartridges printed giant Biggie styles.
Great accent for any video game collection. Yeah. Or if you don't have a collection, you just want to show off a little bit of a nerdy side, like put it on your desk at work or like have it just on a shelf.
Yeah. And you can get your favorite game on there, or you can get some custom stuff on these labels. So message him. He's on Instagram and stuff.
It'd be cool to get like one of them autographed by like a developer or like a...
Oh, that would be cool.
Songwriter or someone who did voice acting on the game or something like that.
Personally, I would love to get a Shaq Fu one and have Shaq sign it.
That'd be sick.
It would be sick. You can get a discount, too, if you go to retropoprelics.com and use discount code...
Genie at checkout.
For
whatever reason.
And you'll get 10% off, so go do that. Also, he's got a side hustle. Check out cantocardstands.com. Perfect for displaying some of your favorite Pokemon cards. They even do the graded cards. It's a little stand, and there's a little low-poly Pokemon that goes with them. Very cool. If you got some Pokemon cards that you want to display on a shelf or something, CantoCardStands.com. Check it out.
So, if you want to support the show even further, you can go to tpublic.com/user/secretlevels, get one of our beautiful t-shirts for one of your beautiful chests. And if you also want to support the show, rate us. Rate any podcast that you listen to. Let them know their hard work is paying off and you enjoy the work that they do. It goes a long way.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd love it. We'd love it.
We really do appreciate that.
Yeah. Goobs, I'm just glad we finally got to play like a really fun game that we really liked. It feels like it's been a while since we've just been like pissy and moody about the game that we played, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be coming.
Yeah, it's always a coming, right?
When it comes, it comes.
Gross.
Yeah, well, we were mad just fucking 2 episodes ago. The X-Men game got us pretty fucking mad.
Yeah.
But this X-Men game didn't. So we like to play fun games sometimes, too. But
yeah,
we will take the rage coming up shortly, because I'm sure there's some things in our future we're not going to like.
Yeah, yeah, and we're coming up on episode 200 soon. Something special might be a brewing. We'll see. We'll see.
When
right?
it comes, it comes.
Gross. Gross. Gross.
Game over, folks.
I hate Secret Levels podcast.